Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor to speak on item 5B of our agenda. I'd like to say, first of all, that during previous discussions on the characteristics and definitions, my delegation was a bit skeptical for various reasons. We warned about the fact that the definition of laws is not only technically and politically difficult, but that it also might exclude certain relevant systems. We also recommended working definitions that would be broad. At the same time, we are not opposed to the idea of working further toward a clearer definition. In the recent contributions submitted by the high contracting parties and in the discussions held in the beginning of July, we heard various interesting approaches taking into account the complexities of the characterization. Based on these understandings and conceptual clarity that emerged from these discussions, one promising approach, we believe, is to consider laws as being a generic term that we may not have to define in detail, but that would cover all weapon systems with autonomy when it comes to the critical functions of selecting and attacking targets. Based on this, we could aim for a classification of levels of autonomy based on the role of the human user. For example, if the user chooses or does not choose a given target. This approach is in line with the key principles and conclusions of the GGE and is entirely in keeping with the major progress made by the group under 5C as well, that is the human element, where we came to the agreement that the human being ought to be involved in the process. In this regard, as was the case for other speakers before me, I would like to mention the working document presented by France during the informal session at the beginning of July. This is a document that we think is very interesting because it distinguishes between autonomous systems, which should be prohibited, and those that should be regulated based on their level of autonomy. There is a broad range of these weapons systems that are inherently problematic, and that should most likely be explicitly prohibited and rejected, which are already illegal with regard to IHL, including unpredictable systems that, due to their design and due to their type of autonomy, cannot be ensured to comply with IHL. And this should also, I think, include unpredictable systems. And to follow up on the points that were raised by my colleague, the Ambassador of France, we are quite in favor of further studying this concept of unpredictability, which certainly ought to include systems that are capable of redefining their missions and rules of engagement, or that can operate outside of the command and control system. But as was mentioned, this also ought to include various other components. The second category of weapons that, due to their design and type of autonomy, cannot sufficiently comply with IHL most likely should also be prohibited. Here we're talking about systems that can select and use force against targets without human control that themselves can initiate an attack at a location that is not specifically known to or chosen by a human user. And there are also a range of systems that are not inherently problematic, but that require certain safeguards or limits when it comes to their use to ensure that they do comply with key principles of IHL. And once again, if I understand correctly, this is also something covered by the working document of France, that are defined as partially autonomous lethal weapon systems. So, to conclude, we believe that this report should focus on human control and on levels of acceptable autonomy, which will depend on specific situations rather than on a technical definition of a category of weapons. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.